The Chief Constable of the Police Service of Northern Ireland has commissioned an independent review of police surveillance of journalists, lawyers and civil society groups following allegations that police unlawfully obtained phone data of troublemaking journalists. John Boucher has appointed Angus McCullough, a special advocate, to review matters of concern following disclosures that police had used surveillance powers in an attempt to identify journalists' confidential sources. His intervention came as the Investigatory Powers Tribunal in London investigates claims that the PSNI had unlawfully spied on journalists Trevor Burney and Barry McCaffrey after they produced a film exposing the PSNI's failure to investigate the murders of six innocent people killed by a paramilitary group in Lochan Island in County Down in 1994. Patrick Corrigan of Amnesty International is among the groups being consulted on the scope of the review. We spoke to him a short while ago and began by asking him to explain how it came about.
It stemmed from a 2018 complaint made by the journalists Trevor Burney and Barry McCaffrey, who, as some listeners will recall, were actually arrested by the police after their documentary about the Lochan Island massacre. They were subsequently vindicated in the courts, but at the same time, they made a complaint to this tribunal. It has now uncovered that there are many other incidents of covert surveillance of journalists by the police, including of your own Vincent Kearney, your Northern editor, Northern correspondent here, who at the time was working for the BBC. So there is now a move to do further uncovery, not just about the case that before the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, but the wider extent, policy and practice of the police when it comes to potentially unlawful surveillance of journalists, lawyers, NGOs and potentially others.
Right, before we get on to the latest review, the allegations by Trevor Burney and Barry McCaffrey that they were being subject to police surveillance, was that proven?
It's now established via the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, which will have its big hearing in October, but in evidence disclosures from the PSNI and from other sources, it's now clear that they were surveyed on numerous occasions with the PSNI doing, if you like, data harvesting of their telephones. We also know that emails have been examined, and we also now know that, say, there are other journalists involved as well. What the tribunal will be looking at in this case is whether or not the law has been broken, and it seems clear, at least in one of those occasions, that the law clearly was broken, but that will be determined by the tribunal later this year.
Where do the allegations that other journalists were being watched by the police come from?
The tribunal has essentially forced the handing over by the PSNI, but also by Durham Constabulary and the Met, who at different times were drafted in by the police in Northern Ireland to carry out investigations on their behalf. So disclosures from those various police forces have provided the evidence now that there were other incidents, that there were other journalists. And we now know that there are many other journalists concerned that they too were targeted by the police here, who have now also made complaints to the tribunal as well as to the police and the policing board here in Northern Ireland.
When we spoke to you last month, you were looking for a full public inquiry. Now John Boucher, the Chief Constable of the PSNI, has announced an independent review. What's that?
What he is doing is he is commissioning a London-based barrister at King's Counsel, Angus McCullough, a very strong reputation. He's asking him to conduct a review of past PSNI practice in terms of covert surveillance of journalists, lawyers, others. And the Chief Constable, John Boucher, is saying that he will open the files and also provide access to his own officers to give interviews to the KC. So there's a difference here between a review commissioned by the Chief Constable and the sort of independent inquiry that we are calling for the policing board to establish. But we are welcoming this step by the Chief Constable. It shows a new openness, and we have agreed, alongside some other human rights and legal people here in the North, to contribute to the shaping of the terms of reference to make sure that it does have access to all of the relevant documents and personnel and can provide further disclosure of what has been going on here.
That's Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty Northern Ireland.